defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, September 1st, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. If you guys are anything like me, you're a late eater. I love eating late at night. Part of that's my schedule, and part of it's, well, that's when I'm hungry. And there's so many places open since I moved back to the metropolitan area here in New York. There's places all night long, diners, fast food restaurants. Well, they say you shouldn't do that now, right? Every day it's something else. You shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. One day broccoli's good for you, the next day broccoli's bad for you. Well, now they're saying you shouldn't eat after 7 o'clock at night because what happens is your blood pressure won't go down enough while you're sleeping and your body's going to be in this alert mode. And that might now raise your chances for a stroke or for a heart attack or something like that. So if you're anything like me, put down the burritos and the tacos at night and maybe have a salad at about 6:30 p.m. Yeah, that sounds really appealing. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, Donald Trump goes south of the border. I don't mean the popular rest area along I-95 in South Carolina. This time, it was all about flexing his presidential muscle, not buying fireworks. Also, after returning from his trip, Trump delivers his most important speech to date, this time on immigration. His 10-point plan sounded nothing like the softening that mainstream media was hoping to pounce on. And one outspoken never-Trumper has decided to change her tune. We'll go over her endorsement and talk about whether or not this is a trend or an anomaly. All that, plus dim the lights, grab a wad of singles, and tell your significant other you're going to work late tonight because it's Thursday and we have to go pole dancing. We have three new poles that are sure to leave you with a happy ending. And perhaps we'll even maybe scratch the surface of this silent voter phenomenon that seems to be driving pollsters wild. And finally, do you believe in UFOs? After today's show, you might just start looking for that old telescope in your attic. We'll tell you all about it. We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, head over to rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. You can fill out the little email box there and you'll get our newsletter. It didn't go out this week, so you didn't miss it. Probably tonight. Plus, I'm going to put up a special link to a GoFundMe page for a fellow radio host in Colorado. We'll talk about that a little bit. Plus, follow me on Twitter, @RhinoOnAir, or on Facebook. We're on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. All right, we can also find the old episodes on iTunes and TuneIn and Spreaker and Stitcher and Podbean and iHeartRadio. Last week's shows are getting a lot of hits, so you don't want to miss them. You want to get caught up because we go pretty quick here. That's the New Yorker in us. We don't slow down for anything. We don't repeat ourselves a lot. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance,
thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Back, a quick little break there. We're off and running. Now, we're only, what, about 2 weeks since we extinguished the flame in Brazil, and we're still talking about Ryan Lochte. It's unbelievable. Well, he's got a new endorsement deal now. We know Ralph Lauren dropped him. Speedo dropped him. Now, you have to be pretty bad for Speedo to drop you. This gentle hair removal, they dropped him. Airweave, they're like a mattress company, they dropped him. And then last week, he was picked up by Pine Brothers Softish Throat Drops, all right? So we've kind of, you know, we're not in the same echelon of sponsorships that we used to have. And then it was just announced that his new sponsor here is a company called RoboCop. RoboCop, all right. What they do is they make these handheld alarms so that if you get in trouble, you can kind of like pull this pin and help is on its way. It's sort of like a life alert, but not when you can be out and about and still use this thing, I guess. He says it says it'll get you out of a bad situation. Now, I'm not sure if there's a more apropos person to endorse this product than Ryan Lochte. And in this little video he has here, it says, I've been traveling a lot lately. We all like to have fun, but it's a good idea to stay safe. I don't go anywhere without RoboCop. Well, apparently he doesn't go to Brazil. Oh, man. He should have brought it there. He said, it's this tiny device. All you do is pull the pin, and it releases a startling alarm that can get you out of a bad situation. Now, if he had had this thing on him and he pulled the pin, I'm not sure what would have happened. Not sure what would have happened. You know, maybe you could pull it and be like, get me out of Brazil. Get me out of Brazil quickly. Maybe it worked there. I don't know. So he's also said he's going to pay back this money that Jimmy Fagan had to, you know, the ransom he had to pay to get out of Brazil, like $11,000 to a charity, right? And he had to get out of there. It sounds like he's going to pay him back. But Ryan Lochte, Dancing with the Stars, right? That's starting soon. Who cares? That's our Ryan Lochte stuff for the day. That's going to be like a running topic now, I think. We have the How Technology is Trying to Kill Us segment. Maybe we'll have a Ryan Lochte segment. We'll just follow this clown around. The Jill Turner, who happens to be a company spokesperson for this RoboCop thing, says he is and will likely be the best swimmer this country has ever produced, which also tells me she's never heard of Michael Phelps. Never heard of Michael Phelps. He has twice the amount of medals that Ryan Lochte has, and he didn't even have to leave the country in duress. So, all right. That's Lochte. On to another big old idiot. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick. This has been another running story. He's now saying that tonight when the 49ers play the San Diego Chargers in San Diego, he's not going to stand for the national anthem, which is something he hasn't done now, and he said he won't do it. The caveat tonight is it just happens to be this military night. Right? It's military night, so you'd think if there was ever a time that perhaps you should stand for the national anthem, this might be a good time to do it. Maybe repair your character a little bit. Nah, not going to do it. Doesn't really matter. Well, he better get used to sitting. Better get used to sitting because he's going to ride that pine pony all season long. There's a good article on townhall.com. It's by Kurt Schlichter. Really good article about this and about the backlash he's gotten and how people who are going after Kaepernick are the ones catching more flack than he is. Pretty much that it's okay to say that you're not going to stand for the anthem. You can be a total unabashed idiot, and that's okay. But the people who make fun of you, they're not entitled to their First Amendment to do so. They're not entitled to be able to critique you and your actions, if you will. So it's a good article. You should check this out. Townhall.com, Kurt Schlichter. over on the right-hand side. It should still be there later. But we'll see. He's not going to stand. He's not going to stand. He's not a stand-up guy. That's why he won't stand. But let's talk about stand-up guys for a second. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. He took a big gamble. Going to Mexico was a big gamble. Now, President Nieto had invited him and invited Hillary. As far as we know, she declined. Now, they'll say something about how she was Secretary of State, and she's been there, and she knows what it looks like, and she's talked to the players before. Whatever. Whatever. This was a chance to look presidential. And Donald Trump has taken these chances. He took that chance in Baton Rouge. Hillary did not. President Obama did not. He waited, what, 4 or 5 days to go down there? He finished his vacation in Martha's Vineyard, came back to Washington, took another day off to kind of decompress from this month-long vacation he was on, because playing golf is very stressful, maybe for him. But took a day to decompress and then decides to go to Baton Rouge, parts of which are still underwater, by the way. Donald Trump took that opportunity to look presidential. He's handing out water. He's helping people, sleeves rolled up. Is it a photo op? Sure. Absolutely. I'm not saying it's not. But one thing this administration has never had in their favor is optics. Optics have never been in this administration's favor. Do we have to go back to the beheading of the journalist that Obama took 5 minutes out of his day in between holes? To make a little short thing, a little short speech, and then off he goes to finish up his golf game. Optics have never been the strong suit of this administration. Now, Donald Trump, a guy who's been around media for a long time, a guy who's been in the spotlight for quite a long time, he knows how to use optics to his advantage. And yes, the media will now kill him on it. That's what they do. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't, right? Well, he might as well do. And that's what he's doing. So yes, going to Mexico, big optics thing, big photo op thing. But it also shows his willingness to get engaged. And he's been engaged with the voter for what, 15 months now? This guy's jetting all around the country, doing all of these rallies, these speeches, every single day. He's taken like 4 days off in 15 months. Sounds a little bit like my schedule. But I'm not running for president. It's crazy how engaged he is, yet he still gets assassinated for it. Media cannot wait to crucify him on this. Hillary Clinton, what does she do? Going around to fundraisers. She's on Long Island all week. She jetted off yesterday for a couple hours to make a speech in front of 15 people. And then she's back fundraising again. Gotta meet with the elite. Gotta meet with the big money people. I thought she told us in her acceptance speech that she was for the workers, she was for the people, and that high kind of cackle she has. Doesn't look like it. But her voters, her core base of voters, are totally brainwashed. Absolutely, totally brainwashed. Void of any reasonable or rational thought. They can't see that there's one person in this race who's making the attempt to appear strong and to defend the American people. After his speech last night, his immigration speech, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, the website crashed. Donald Trump's website crashed because of volume. People were lining up to give him money because they see somebody who's going to defend them. This was a good move. It could have gone very badly. But it didn't. This is the new Donald Trump. We've seen this change. And it hasn't been a pivot on his policies. It's been a pivot in his character a little bit. And maybe that's all he needed. We're going to finish talking about this when we come back. And maybe I'll tell you why you should start believing in UFOs. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, it's Wines du Jour on CRN with our very own Les Kincaid from Las Vegas. What's the show about, Les?
Well, every week we do something very unique. We bring in three wines from a particular winery, and we have a group of local people come to an upscale restaurant. We taste the food from the restaurant to pair with each one of those wines, and we have a great time doing it. We talk about the wines, we talk about the food, talk about the restaurant, and of course, that's about it.
All on CRN. Don't miss it.
All right, guys, remember to follow the Rhino Report on Twitter and Facebook at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air, or Facebook.com/The Rhino Report, and check out the old episodes on your favorite, absolute favorite podcasting platform, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio, all over. So we're talking about Donald Trump and this decision to go down to Mexico. I mean, widely criticized by mainstream media. But they have to do that because they have to make sure Hillary Clinton looks good here, right? They can't let Donald Trump look good, not even for a second. And now we'll get to some polls in a little bit, but the voter knows what's going on. Every poll, more and more voters are realizing that mainstream media is totally in the tank for Hillary. This is something a lot of us knew from day one. If there's a Clinton in the name somewhere, media is all over it. They love it. So they go to great lengths to make sure Donald Trump does not look presidential. He doesn't look capable. He looks like a buffoon. That's what they want you to see when they show Donald Trump going to Mexico. Now, here's the thing. They have to show it. They got to show it. It's a huge news story. Here's somebody running for the presidency of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, who, by all accounts, is trailing in most commissioned polls. He's going to meet with a foreign leader. The former Secretary of State is not. Kind of saying she doesn't have to. She's been there already. Right? What does that tell you about her character? Eh, we tried that. We tried it. It's all right. Maybe we'll push a reset button with them. Now, President Nieto could have used this opportunity to really tee off when they do that joint statement afterwards, which I heard, by the way, on the radio. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it on TV. The translator on the radio was terrible. Terrible. Had all sorts of facts and figures mixed up, saying million instead of billion. I don't know who it was. I'm not sure if it was the same translator for every single feed or just the feed I was listening to. But it didn't sound good. I could hear Nieto in the background, and I had a better idea of what he was saying than the translator did. But that's neither here nor there. Now, the Mexican president is enjoying a nice 23% approval rating right now. So he's a hair above Mayor de Blasio in New York City. Just a hair. So he could have used this opportunity. Because by all accounts, and again, we just go by what we hear. Not every one of us has a source inside of Mexico. But by all accounts, the Mexicans aren't real happy with us right now. And particularly not real happy with the possibility of Donald Trump being president, because it may make it just a little bit harder to come over the border. So he could have used this opportunity to really rail against Trump. And he didn't. He didn't. It was a very amicable joint statement. Now, I'm listening to the Mexican president, and I'm thinking to myself, a lot of what he's saying sounds very, very borderless to me, very raw, one nation to me. I don't want to say one world government, because it's really just the United States and Mexico, but it sounded like we're all in this together. I have to disagree there. I do. I understand we have to have compassion for other areas, and we do have compassion for other areas. But my compassion starts here at home. That's where it starts. He made it sound like this was like we're just on one big neighborhood block, and we're just... That's not really the way it is. Not really. We're a sovereign nation. If they choose to be one too, they can put up a wall too. They say they have an immigration problem. All right, well, solving your problem doesn't mean sending them to us. That's not solving your problem. And Donald Trump realizes that. If they have to put up a southern border wall on their country, then so be it. We're not going to say anything about it. In fact, it may stop some of the flow over our border. But I don't buy this whole we're in it together thing. Now, I understand Hillary says it, and Donald Trump has to kind of say it, because that's what gets votes. That's what gets the moderate. That's what gets the independent. Doesn't get me. It doesn't get me. Donald Trump took a question about the wall, and someone said, who's going to pay for it? He says, we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that. And then later on, President Nieto said, I told Trump we're not going to pay for it. Like you have a choice. Like you have a choice. There's a trade deficit. We could, utilize that leverage. That's what happens. When you become a superpower, you acquire a thing called leverage. And it's about darn time we started using it. And Donald Trump now, after this meeting yesterday with President Nieto, he has a lot of leverage. When we come back, I want to talk about this speech. I want to talk about reaction to his visit in Mexico. And I want to talk about a never-Trumper who's changing her mind and the reasons why. Maybe it'll change your mind, too. We'll be back here on the Rhino Report. Hang in there.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon. Be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, welcome to this Thursday edition of The Rhino Report. I am your host, The Rhino. I'm also your friend. We're talking about Donald Trump's double feature yesterday. Double feature, we go to Mexico, pal around with President Nieto, and then we come back and we give a just a great, great immigration speech last night. No softening at all there. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So he says with Nieto, they talked about NAFTA, and they both agree it needs to be reworked. Well, they probably think it needs, they probably have different opinions about how it should be reworked, but at least they agree that it's really no longer advantageous for everybody, all right? Maybe Mexico thinks they're benefiting a little bit more from it. Well, at least they recognize that it's no longer advantageous, and it could lead to a much larger problem, a trade war, if you will, if it's not reworked in the future. And, of course, we can thank Bill Clinton for NAFTA. They agree that illegal immigration should stop. Now, I don't know if President Nieto was referring to the illegal immigration over their southern border. He said they have a net negative. So people are leaving this country and going there. That's what he was saying. I don't buy that. But The wall is the contentious point. They both agree the border needs more security. Who's paying for the wall? Of course, contentious. Mexico doesn't have an option here. There's no option. None whatsoever. We are the more dominant country. We are the superpower in the region. That's called leverage. Like it or not, I know liberals don't like that, because we're all just on the same plane. Everything's the same. Not necessarily. Not economically. So, if we say we're going to stop shipping goods to Mexico or stop importing goods from Mexico, guess who's going to buck up $12 billion pretty quickly? It's going to be Mexico. So this was all a prelude. All a prelude to this immigration speech. Good speech. A lot of really good moments here. We had the 10-point plan. Now, he had to balance a policy speech with a rally. That's not always easy. Policy speeches are kind of dull. They're boring. No one watches the whole thing. You start playing on your phone. Rally is a little bit different, right? More rah-rah, gin up the base. So he had to kind of do this here. He had to make immigration or fixing the immigration system sound exciting. Well, he's an entertainer. He really is. And he did a good job of this. The base loved it. Mainstream media, liberals hated it. Absolutely hated it. He's kicking people out, he's deporting them, or he's kicking the can down the road. Yeah, we've never seen that before. That's never happened. 10-point plan was good. End the sanctuary cities. That has to happen. Has to happen. He brings on the angel moms. This was a powerful moment. Very, very powerful. This was his moment. It was a really, really good spot for him to be right there. These are people who've had their children killed by illegal immigrants. Now, if there was one person up there who said their child was killed by a gun, the left would be screaming for gun control. Screaming for it. But here are parents who have their children killed by illegal immigrants. They're not screaming for immigration reform. To get rid of the illegal immigrants, the ones that are criminals. And that, of course, is one other point that Donald Trump had. And that's the big one. That's the big one. Most people can agree that if we're going to deport people from this country, let's at least make sure it's the violent ones. Donald Trump says there are 2 million violent illegal immigrants in this country. That's what he says, 2 million. I've heard lower numbers. I've heard higher numbers. I'm sure he has, too. That is the most important part of the whole policy right now. Because you can't fix everything at one time. Rome was not built in a day. And that's one thing, you know, maybe I'll talk about it in the next segment, but you have to take this one step at a time. And if the first step is getting rid of the violent offenders, the people who are incarcerated, who commit crimes while in this country illegally, if that's the first step, I'm okay with that being a first step. If the second step is ending the funding to sanctuary cities, that's a good second step. And then we take it a little bit further. A lot of people didn't realize that when we have an incarcerated illegal immigrant and we go to their country and we say, here, take them back, they don't have to take them back. A lot of people didn't realize that. And a lot of people's heads turned last night when they heard that. They thought we could just force these people back to their home countries. Well, we should be able to. They came here illegally. They committed a crime. They got caught. We incurred costs to try them, convict them, and now jail them. Take them back. And their home countries say, nah, you keep them. Well, yeah, why would they want them back? Well, too bad. Guess what? Under President Trump, you take them back. And that's the way it is. He wants to go after the visa overstays. This has been, this is really, really simple stuff. Things that should be enforced that haven't been. He's not reinventing the wheel here. Pretty much his 10 points were all about just enforcing the current immigration laws. That's what they were. There were no epiphanies here.
But he had to put it into a 10-point plan because the American public is so bombarded with this idea of immigration reform, and it's so complicated, and we have to do this, and we have to be nice and anchor babies. There's so many different sides to the box that Donald Trump just had to consolidate it. And the 10 points were essentially following all current laws. I think that was one of his points. Extreme vetting, he goes into that. And of course, the left starts screaming about religious tests. They don't want it. But he's right. If you want to come to this country, you have to love the country. You have to love our people. You have to want to make a better life. Now, some of this stuff sounded a little bit Australian to me. Very hard to get into Australia. Very, very hard. They're much, much stricter than most countries out there. And I'm not saying we should follow their exact format. Some of the things Trump was saying almost sounded like that. But extreme vetting. If you can't be prosperous here, there's no chance of you being prosperous here. We just can't take you in and feed you, house you, clothe you, educate you. We can't afford to do it. Forget wanting to do it. $20 trillion in debt, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We can't afford it. We can't afford to take care of our veterans. We can't afford to better our school systems. And we can't afford to take in people that don't want to contribute. And this drove a lot of people to his site to start donating yesterday. You're going to see a big jump. And we're going to go over the polls here in a minute when we get back.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. I want to finish up on this immigration speech. We'll be talking about it probably tomorrow again for the weekend show. But my two favorite parts of this speech were when he says he was talking about the criminal aliens who had evaded justice, right? And that we're going to round them all up. And then he says, kind of like Hillary did, maybe they'll deport her too. That was a great line. I'm not sure if that was kind of if he that was an ad hoc kind of line or if that was something he planned. I have no idea. That was a great line, and it drew a lot of cheers. And it drew a lot of cheers from couches too, I'm sure. My other favorite part of the speech was when he's talking about our current system, and he says it serves the needs of wealthy donors, political activists, and powerful politicians, implying that it's the current politicians that have caused this problem over the years because of special interest. Now, we've all heard that. And certain things resonate in our minds when we hear these talking points. But the way he said it, and the way he delivered it, and at the point of the speech it was in, the first thing that came to my mind
as sort of this undertone here was term limits. It came to my mind immediately. Now, I've talked to some other people about it, and they didn't hear it. So I'm not saying it was there. But this whole anti-establishment movement has been, what? Against the establishment, against the status quo, against the way it's always been, and the way they want it to always continue. And what a better way to end that than enact congressional term limits. And if you're saying all of our problems, all the ills of this country, are because of career politicians, and you're running as the anti-establishment politician, term limits has to be up there somewhere. Now, he hasn't really addressed it. The only primary candidate to address term limits was Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio addressed term limits. He said he was for them, and he said he was for a convention of the states. I'm a little surprised he didn't have more grassroots support, because those are two really big players in the grassroots movement. But I started to hear it here with Donald Trump. When he's talking about these, and he says it in every single speech about how corrupt politicians are, and how it's this way it used to be mentality, and the way it should be, and keep us in power, and the special interests, and the big donors, he brings it up in every single speech, no matter what he's talking about. The only way to solve that is with term limits. It doesn't matter who you elect president, the president cannot solve that because of checks and balances. They cannot do it. But term limits, if somehow we could get term limits in there, if he could push that idea and get enough grassroots support for it, that ends a lot of this stuff. It is the base of just about every ill in this country. So I heard that. I continue to hear it. Some people aren't hearing it. I don't know. I hope it's there, but we'll see. If anything, that's a second term type thing. I don't think it's a first term type thing. But you know what? 4 years from now is better than never. Better than never. All right. Let's do a couple of polls here. Let's do the Fox News poll, because this is our poll dancing day, and we can't not talk about them. Fox News, this is in the four-way matchup. Clinton is at 41. Trump is at 39, only down two there. Johnson at 9%. Jill Stein at 4. 4 has become a high for Jill Stein lately. She was hovering around 2 just about everywhere. Let's see. In the head-to-head, he's down 48 to 42. So he's down a net 6 there. But he was down 10 points earlier this month. He's picking up about a point a week, Donald Trump is, in every single poll. Commission poll, doesn't matter. Every poll, he's picking up about a point a week. And that's reflected here in the Fox News poll. Tells me it's probably on target. Clinton does well with the black vote. She's plus 68 there, but that's not where she generally is. She's generally in the plus 85 to 90 area. So that, we're seeing a big movement there. She's up 15 with women, and she's up 19 with Hispanics. Again, that's a low number. She's been up as high as 35 with Hispanics. Trump gets the white vote, 13 points there to the positive. Men, he's up 13. Whites without college degrees up 23. That's been his strong area. And white evangelical Christians plus 55. No surprise there. Doing very well in that category. Trump only has 74% of Republican support in this poll. Clinton has 81% of Democrat support. And Donald Trump hits a new high water mark with a 42% favorable. That's high water for him. So we'll take that. 56% unfavorable. She's only at a 45 favorable and 53 unfavorable. She's been between 52 and 56 unfavorable for the last 35 years. That's where she's always been. That's her home. No one likes her. Well, at least more than half of us don't like her. Do a better job on terrorism. This has changed a little bit. Clinton 49%, Trump 46%. So he has to start changing his narrative back to Obama and Hillary were the founders of ISIS. He apologized for it, and it didn't get very good press. But at the end of the day, there's some truth behind it. And it may have been resonating with voters because his do a better job on terrorism number was much, much higher a couple weeks ago when he was really banging that drum. So maybe he has to get back to that. What else do we have here? This was 1,000 people randomly chosen, all registered voters between August 28th and August 30th, plus or minus 3%. Now, the interesting one here, now you're not seeing it on TV, 23% of people in this Fox News poll believe the election will be rigged. 23%. That number is usually 4 or 5%. And almost all of that 23% feel it's going to be rigged in Hillary's favor. 23%! That's a big number. Big number. Does that mean it's true? I don't know, but that's perception. And maybe that's why people think she's going to win. This is the first time we're making that connection, because this is the first poll that's asked about it. When we come back, I want to talk about the Rasmussen poll, and I want to talk about the Reuters poll. Lots of good stuff for Donald Trump in here. Hang in there, guys.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawning. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN 3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, for my live three-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN 1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show, twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of our Thursday pole dancing show. Our pole dancing show. We're not going to get to my Never Trumper. I teased this yesterday. I teased it today. We're not going to get there today. Just not enough time on the board left. Definitely tomorrow. And I want to get to the silent vote stuff tomorrow, too, because there's something here. There's something to it. And I have some numbers to back it up. But let's continue on with the Rasmussen poll. This is the first time Donald Trump has seen a lead in this poll in 4 weeks. Trump at 40, Clinton at 39, Gary Johnson 7, Jill Stein at 3. Clinton led this poll 42-38 a week ago. All right? So she was up by 4 then. She's down by 1. That's a 5-point swing in a week. That's a big swing. Let's see. She's had a high of 44% in this poll in August. She has steadily dropped from that point. Clinton has 73% of the Democrat vote. Trump only has 71% of the Republican vote. Those are both down from last week on both sides. Now, Donald Trump continues to lead the unaffiliateds in just about every poll. Here he's a plus 8, 36 to 28. So he's a plus 8 with the independent or unaffiliated. This, of course, is 1,000 likely voters. This was August 29th to 30th. So very, very recent, plus or minus 3%, 95% level of confidence. That means nothing. Trump leads men 44 to 37. Clinton leads women 41 to 36, a 12-point gender gap. That's a little bit lower than we've seen. Rasmussen has been a little bit lower with the gender gap. So this is a poll he's leading in. Good Rasmussen poll, one of the better ones. Rasmussen, Monmouth, Q polls, not too bad in LA Times. Those are the best ones. My favorite one here is Reuters. I love Reuters because they make it so easy. 1,946 Americans surveyed, 810 Democrats, 703 Republicans, so over 100 more Democrats, but we're getting closer. 2 weeks ago, they were surveying 400 more Democrats, so only 100 more, but only 227 independents. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why, because Donald Trump leads independents in this poll by 14 points. 14 points! So they got to take the independents out. This does not reflect what the general voting is. You would have to raise independents about 375 to get an equal sampling to 2012 data, but we can't be concerned with things like facts when we're trying to push an issue. Democrats seem pretty happy. Only 39% think we're in the wrong direction. 86% of Republicans think we're in the wrong direction, and the all-important independents, 77% think we're heading in the wrong direction. Problems facing America, all kind of the same as they have been. Barack Obama, he's a net negative one here on his job approval. He's been seeing a decline since the beginning of July here. In this poll, all this puts together, what does it add up to? Hillary up by one. 40 to 39. Donald Trump gets the crossover, 11% of Democrats going for Trump, while 5% of Republicans, who you wonder if they're brain dead or not, going for Hillary. He gets the crossover. Both have about 78% support from their own party. Independents are swinging 32-18 in Trump's favor. So big time swing with independents. We're seeing this in every single poll. The unfavorables and favorables here in this Reuters Ipsos poll, they're very close. Very, very close. And again, they surveyed about 8% more Democrats than they did Republicans in this poll. So Trump's there. He's right there, guys. By the way, if you grab your telescope, maybe you look up toward the International Space Station and you might see a UFO. Well, the ISS feed the other day caught perhaps a UFO going by. Now, what happens is they cut the feed. When this stuff happens, they cut the feed. They're trying to hide it. Well, that's what the UFO experts are saying. Go check it out on YouTube. International Space Station UFO. It'll be right there. Looks pretty clear to me. Maybe they're here to come pick up Hillary. All right, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had a good time. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great day, everybody, and until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back into your mood.